too much further ado, Rich, give our first guest, Ms. Deborah Berg, a proper introduction.
Yes, I will, Tim. She has researched startup nonprofits since 1995 and personally interviewed 200 of them and chronicled 35 of them in the book, The Power of One. And she joins us from Florida right now to tell us about The Power of One and give us more building blocks on how we can start our own nonprofit and impact the world around us. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Warm greetings from Florida.
Doing well. Doing well. hey, could you send some heat our way? We could use some of
it's
that.
It's 70-something here right now.
That would be great. So, Deborah, let's get right into it. How often do nonprofits start up?
Well, we have a huge growth rate going on in the country with nonprofit startups, somewhere in the order of 40,000 a year. And nobody believes me when I say that, but it's true. These are nonprofits, little tiny ones that people have an idea for, and that encompasses also everything from schools to health associations and that kind of thing. So it's a wide range, but there are an awful lot of people who are everyday people who are coming up with ideas and solutions to solve problems in their community.
Deborah, many people think that there is a big roadblock in getting things started. Tell us a little bit about the process. Is it really that difficult? And how do you begin a process like this?
Well, I tell people that, and this is part of what came out of all this research that I did and have done with startup nonprofits, is that I want people to really think seriously about, is it a nonprofit that you need to get the job done?
Right.
Because nonprofits can be costly, time-consuming. They involve, a lot of fundraising and getting connected with people in your community who can be on a board that you have to put together. It takes about a year, many times, to get an approval from the IRS to be a 501c3 nonprofit. And so there is a process that you have to go through. And what I find a lot of people are about is they really just want to give and they want to help. And they think starting a nonprofit is the way to go about it. But it isn't always the first thing you need to do.
Sure. So how do you know if you need a nonprofit?
Well, I would tell people to look first in their community for a cause that is already doing the kind of thing that they're thinking about doing. And if they can't find any organization already existing that does it, then I would say maybe it's a good idea to start one. But a lot of times people overlook what's already being done, and they could become a volunteer and help out for a while to see if that's what they really want to do. Some people get all excited, and then when they find out there's a lot of work involved in it, it loses some of its luster.
Right.
And you have to be in it for the long haul and really know where your heart is.
Sure.
So I have a tip sheet on my website that I offer people that's free, that helps them go through the process of really asking themselves the right questions. Is this something I really want to do long term? Is this something that's being done already in my community? Is there another way I could do this?
Sure.
But if you want to start a nonprofit, then that tip sheet also goes through the process of what you need to know and do to start a nonprofit.
Sure. Deborah, in your opinion, do you think it would be wise to go and sit maybe under somebody who already has a working nonprofit just
yes.
so you can understand everything that goes into it before
yep.
you make the giant leap, even if that cause isn't exactly what you want to contribute to?
That's a very good point. I think that's an excellent idea. If they could find a cause that's similar, if it's a human service cause, your heart is in people, then you might want to get, connected to that, to a cause like that. Or if you're into the environment, a different kind of, cause like that, then go under one of those causes and ask a lot of questions. There's no bad question. There's no silly question. It looks obvious at first. It isn't.
Right.
And I don't want to discourage anybody out there because, I encourage it. I write about people all the time who have done amazing things, but I've also, in the story, written about their struggles and what they had to go through, sometimes 10 years before a lot was accomplished.
Deborah, so, what kind of legal help is appropriate for someone starting a nonprofit?
You can go talk to your local attorney, your family attorney, whatever. I would find an attorney that is already familiar with working with nonprofits, though, because it is its own separate thing. It doesn't have to be super expensive. I have used, I'm not going to do an ad here, but LegalZoom.com is one of the most inexpensive ways to finance the startup legally of a nonprofit. But that doesn't mean that they're going to walk you through some of the other things you need to do. They're just going to do the legal piece. So I would try to get some legal advice. They will answer some questions for you and that kind of thing if you sign up with them, and they will help you through that process. But you want to go in with your eyes open, because the restrictions on nonprofits are getting a little tougher. And that is, there's more forms, there's a lot of paperwork. One option that many people have tried and do is, and is becoming more popular, is to work under an existing nonprofit who will fiscally sponsor you as a project under them.
Oh, great idea.
Can receive donations.
Sure. Excellent.
And that's what I've done in the past, and it works very well. As long as you find a good relationship with a nonprofit, oftentimes they'll take a small percentage of all donations that come in to cover their administrative fees. So you don't have to pay them out of your pocket. So there are ways to work things around there, and where you don't have to start out finding your own board, finding your own, money and that kind of thing, and doing a lot of heavy fundraising up front. You can walk into it a little slower and see if it's right before you invest a whole lot of time and energy and money.
All right. Tell me about some of your favorite success stories. You've got to have some of those on the tip of your tongue.
Oh, I sure do. I could go on and on, you know that. But one of the ones I think that, Rich got particularly excited about was Herb Lusk, who was a former All-American football jock at Long Beach State back in the 70s, and he got drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. And, I will say, Herb is not your everyday person because of his skills there. But I will tell you that it's an amazing story, because one football Saturday, 30,000 people saw him throw a spectacular touchdown at Long Beach State, and at that moment, he looked into the stands and a feeling came over him, and he said he could only describe it as, there's got to be something more to life than this, more substance. And that's when he knew that the game of football would play a secondary role in his life. He went ahead and he played for the Eagles, but he vowed to himself that he would only play 3 years, because after that point, he would be eligible for an NFL pension. He walked away from the NFL and the pension. And the reason he did it was because he wanted to help the people in inner city Philly, the ones who are really at the bottom financially, who are homeless, drug addicted, that kind of thing. And he did that. Today he runs People for People, and he places people in jobs who no one would ever try to help because they just give up on them. And he's worked with UPS and all kinds of other companies. He started a charter school. He's started a bank in the worst part of Philadelphia. And it's an amazing success story.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And there are people all over this country right now who are giving up 401ks, personal lives, six-figure incomes to go and help people they don't even know.
Right.
And that's what I chronicle in my book.
Sure.
But a lot of these people are just started, average business people, and a professor who was tired of talking theory and had to go do something about the problem, those kind of people. And it's inspiring.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So tell our fine friends, because working in a nonprofit or dedicating your life and existence to really putting other people first can be one of the most rewarding things you can do. And tell the fine folks who have tuned into the show today how they can get a few more tips from you and what you can offer them in your book.
Well, I think the book is very practical for people who are looking to start a nonprofit as well as those who already have. The stories are inspirational, but there's a lot of how-tos in there as well. The book is The Power of One. They can find it on my website, which is NICE Network, N-I-C-E Network. That stands for the National Institute for Civic Enterprise, which came out of all my research, nicenetwork.org. And on there, there is a link called Resources. And under there, you can get free downloads on how to start a nonprofit, how to expand your volunteer opportunities, and also my book, The Power of One, can be ordered off of there. And there are some other resources, ebooks and things there, too, that can be helpful to them that are free.
Perfect.
So I encourage you to visit the site. What we're about is connecting business people to nonprofits and nonprofits to nonprofits to help them share resources. And if you have an idea for a nonprofit, you're not sure if that's the way to go, you can fill out the contact form and I'll get back in touch with you. We can walk through some of those things.
Thank you very much. Deborah Berg is with us, and more information is available on her website at nicenetwork.org. And as you just heard, a fantastic way to go and connect business people with organizations and other nonprofits with nonprofits. Deborah, thank you for taking some time with us here on Motivation with a Purpose.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Rich, one of the ways you can give back is either just to give back within an existing nonprofit, and if you don't see one who's doing exactly what you want, to start your own, and some very tangible ways that you can get that done with Deborah Berg.
Perfect name for an organization, the NICE Network.
I know.
That was perfect, the perfect fit.